Shall we have a word of prayer again? Our Father, we are very grateful to you for the privilege given to us to be alive and to be in good health, to be able to come together with your sons and your daughters, that we might all together praise thy name and worship and adore you and feed upon your word that you are giving unto us for this age. Your prophet preached a message recognizing your day at its message. Father, we thank you because the message that have passed, they cannot be of a blessing to us in this age. For there's something you have ordained for us in this age. This age is the full restoration of what the true gospel was in the beginning. Our Master, that is what we are gathered unto. We pray that the blessings that should accompany, Lord, the believers of today, as it was at the beginning, Lord, may that blessing never elude any of us. In the name of Jesus Christ. You know all about us, O God. You know what our needs are. Lord Jesus, physical, material, financial, spiritual, thou knowest, O God. We present ourselves unto you at this hour because in your word you said, everyone that asketh receiveth, everyone that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. We are presenting ourselves unto you with our numerous requests, O God, as pertaining to mortals. Father, we just pray, O God, that while you are blessing your people, while you are meeting their needs, while you are working upon them, transforming their lives, giving them rapturous faith to prepare them for that 0 hour when you will call upon us to come up either. Father, may these blessings never elude any of us. In the name of Jesus Christ. May there be any sick person here, where the Lord our God has healed all our diseases. Sickness came as a result of sin. And when you pay for sin, you pay for sickness. Therefore, it is your will, O God, that we should prosper in health and be as our soul prospereth. You shed your blood, you cleanse our souls, that you can come and indwell it. So also you receive stripes upon your body for the healing of our bodies. We therefore stand upon, thus says the Lord, sicknesses, diseases, wherever you are, in anyone, in this audience, find your way out in the name of Jesus Christ. For the word of God is true and is forever settled in heaven. Thank you, our Master. Help all of us, O God. Help your servants that have gone to the mission field, Brother Sam, Brother Hayodele, and Brother Joshua. Be with them, Lord. Use them mightily again today to bless your children. In all the nations of the world, where your servants are standing before the purchased brother of the blood of Jesus Christ, may you pass through them, O God, to bless your people. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy holy name for granting these petitions, Lord, because we have asked them with all faith and thanksgiving. In Jesus' most wonderful name, amen and amen. You can please be seated. Good morning, church. We thank the Lord for sparing our lives to see today again. And he has brought us again this morning to sit at his feet to learn more of him. Well, since we left here on Wednesday, I remember every passing moment. People are crossing from here to the other side, both God children and not God children. For the fact that we are here, it is a sure sign that God has not finished with us yet, because he has assured us with his thoughts, says the Lord, which is his word, that until it's true with us, nothing, absolutely nothing, can take us out of this place. Well, somebody was discussing with me, they said a second phase of a pandemic is coming. I said, it does not concern us. We are immune. We are immune to those things. Yes, sir. We are immune to them. Because a lot of promises I can mention to you in the scripture that it does not concern us at all. It's for the people of the world. We are only strangers here. We are not natives. Amen. God bless you. I say God bless you. Amen. Well, let's read a few things, then we come to the message proper this morning. When we give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, then we must warn Caesar not to tap out with the things that belong to God. Because we should also give to God what belongs to God. That is why if you are riding a car or any vehicle, and the papers are due, go and make the papers. Not until you are arrested before you become a criminal in the sight of God. As soon as your papers are expired, once you put that tea on the road, you are already a lawbreaker. They may not catch you, but in the light of the message of the hour at the Bible, you are wrong. And that is what also leads to bribery. And if you make your paper, if they catch you, don't give them, even if they want to take 50 naira, don't give them. That is what bribery means. Bribery means gratification money you give to somebody to perverse judgment. Amen. Fuel is scarce. The petrol station have fuel. And the condition they put for you to buy fuel is that you must pay the 1,000 first. That is not bribery. That is extortion. Amen. There's a difference between bribery and extortion. You are traveling on the road. The police stop you and say, wait till you bring for us. That is not bribery. If you give the 15 naira or 1 naira or 100 naira or 5,000 as you can afford, it's not bribery. They only extort that money from you. Are you getting me? I'm talking to you in the light of the spiritual understanding of what bribery is. Amen? The people that witnessed the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Bible says they were given large money to say that while they were sleeping. They didn't say some people might have come to take his body. They specifically said that his disciples came to take his body. You see, lie. When you are lying, people that can read between the lines, they know you are lying. How can you be sleepy and know it was his disciples that came to? It could have been somebody else. Lie, no good though. I think that is why the Bible says all liars. All means all. I think all means without exception, Abby. All liars will go to hell. Amen. Children, the reason why people lie is because God gives conscience to every human being. If you are doing what is wrong, your conscience will tell you this thing you are doing is wrong. You know. That is why when some people want to do what is wrong, maybe they are going to do it in money here. They will tell the people at home they are going to Molete. You see the difference. They are going to Molete. Whereas now money here they go. Why they are trying to cover up something. But Abraham said, no matter how bad the situation is, he says, speak the truth of the matter. He said, if you speak the truth of the matter at the beginning, he said, if you are called upon 1,000 times concerning that same matter, you'll be repeating yourself. Because why? At the beginning, you spoke the truth. I remember one time, I think I gave this testimony one time, I went to settle a couple's case. Nothing I miss here. Then the brother narrated everything that was happening between him and the wife. The wife said all that the brother said. From Genesis to Revelation, they are lies. The thing shook me. I did, brother. Okay, sister, narrate your own. She narrated from A to Z. And the brother said, all the things that she said from A to Z are lies. I say, ah. Am I in the midst of devils or saints? Because if anything happens among the saints, it's very, very easy to settle. You just find out where you step across the word of God, and you come back. Simple. It is the unbeliever's case that is very difficult. No matter how guilty he knows he is, he wants you to crucify the other party. And the other same party wants you to do their case is always very difficult to handle. May God deliver us from all evils. Amen. Praise be to God. If you are wrong, admit you are wrong. It does not really reduce you from what you are. It only actually makes you to be honest. Honestly. If you are wrong, admit you are wrong. Don't die. Don't die. The prophet made a statement that say, tomorrow I used to battle with it. What I mean by battle with it is that I don't used to spear. When I'm discussing with ministers, I measure it often. The prophet said ministers are the last to repent. It's a very serious case. They are the last to repent. Because why? They know the word and they want to dance around it. You know, I was somewhere outside the country and a matter happened between the pastor and his associate. And the associate was wrong. Do you know why I say he was wrong? It's because of the sermon we are coming to preach. There is the will of God. Are you following me? Even if we had 100 ministers here, Brother Joseph is there, Brother Femi is here. If we had 100 ministers here, the message says the pastor, we add over the congregation to the messenger to Jesus. That does not reduce Brother Femi. It does not reduce Brother Joseph. Are you following me? Oh, man. May God help us to have the mind of Christ. Do you know sometimes where you have more than a minister in assembly, sometimes even the church members will call me between them. May God have mercy, you know. Oh. They are not competing with each other. They are not. Brother Femi is on his own. Look. Brother said, no man can take your place. He's unique on his own. I can never be him. Neither can he be me. Neither can I be him. Neither can he be me. He that put us in the ministry give us a certain amount of faith and ability to carry out that ministry. And that is what we are going to answer for. They will not answer for me. I will not answer for them. Amen. And you church members, you have to be very careful so that you don't allow what happened in the time of the apostles to happen. So people say, I'm of Apollos. So say, I'm of Paul. So say, I'm of Cephas. Apostle said, Ipo Akana. The people that did it that time were called Kana. The people that will do it today will not be called spiritual. They are also Kana. May God help us. Look, all of us, from the platform to the pews, we are all products of grace. Grace that was sovereignly given to us by God. It's not what you work for. Are you getting what I'm saying? You know, I used to tell you, I'm not boasting. I'll be honest with you. My job is not because I pastor you. Amen? My joy is because I know I'm a child of God. Even if I'm not pastoring today, I can't. Look, if I take the responsibility of cleaning this place, it will not reduce my job. One bit, it will not. Neither will it reduce the level of my spirituality. It will not. Then what is the
Where is the who about? Where is the go about? It is nothing but carnality. Praise God. Amen. May God help us.
Well,
let me say something. There are people to... God bless you. Praise God. Amen. Yes, we are back to the scriptures again. Matthew chapter 7. Shall we rise up? Matthew 7.
From verses 21 to 29 of Matthew 7.
And it goes like this. Alright. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Had in thy name have cast out devils? Had in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that walk iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of man, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass when Jesus has ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. May the Lord bless the reading of that portion of the Bible into our hearts. You can please be seated. Amen. He taught them as one having authority, not as a scribe. Of course, that was Jehovah on two feet. Jehovah of the Old Testament was the one that stood in that temple in the morning. No, I told them that before Abraham was, I am. They say, what? You being a man, you making yourself God. He wasn't just making himself God. He was God. And he's still God. So Jehovah of the Old Testament is the Lord Jesus Christ of the New Testament. Amen. It is the denomination that want to reduce him to second person. In the Godhead, they are not even three persons. Because the Bible tells us that the fullness of the Godhead dwelleth in him bodily. Amen. May God help us. But Abraham said something. He said, no matter how much you hear the truth of the Bible be preached unto you. He said, the preacher may have dark hair, which means a young man. You may also have dark hair, which means you are also a young man. And he will preach it until all the hair on his head turn gray, which means he now becomes old man. You, your own tutor gray, which means you are also becoming old.
He said, except you have the inner teacher. He said, you can never receive any teaching from the Bible by revelation. It takes the inner teacher to do it. That is why Jesus keeps telling the apostles, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you unto all truth. All means all. That is why if you look at this country today, and if you look at the world at large, the message of the hour is split into three parts, according to people, though they are additional to it. One, two, three. This one says, they call themselves not revealed. This one says, everything is revealed. This one says, we are following one man. I can assure you where the problem lies. Where the problem lies is the genuine baptism of the Holy Ghost. Period. Say, what are you saying? I think I'm not missing words. Paul, he was Saul of Tarsus at that time. He was a young man that people put their clothes with when they murdered Stephen. He was a witness. He approved it. If not because they deposited their clothes with him, he would have been among those who would cast stone at him. And yet the seed of God was in him. It was not yet time for that seed to be quickened. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is not what makes us sons and daughters. What makes us sons and daughters is by the foreknowledge of God. We were seed of God. We were in his thoughts before the foundation of the world, which the prophet referred to as attributes. And it's because we were attributes, we were seed of God, that is why the Holy Ghost can quicken that seed. And the prophet said, a non-seed cannot be quickened. You take, for example, the rain that beat the stone outside is the same rain that beat the yam you planted. The same sun the yam you planted received is the same sun the stone received. Be that they are different seeds. Stone will never become anything human being can eat. But be that the yam is a yam seed. In his season, the new yam has come out again now. It is the same thing. Brothers and sisters, that's why I used to hear me say, I rejoice with you all. Because the Bible says, not of works. We are not Christians because of good works. Nobody had good works. We were all born, you see, shaped in iniquity, came to the world, speaking lies. None of us was good. We all have fallen nature. Amen? If you don't have anger, that doesn't qualify you. If you don't have anger, you may be womanizing. If you are not womanizing, you may be a liar. If you are not, you may be a gossiper. You may be a backbiter. Nobody was free. That is why when that young man ran to Jesus, he said, good master. He said, why are you calling me good? He said, no man is good but God. All the scriptures that are pointed to Jesus to come actually says that it was God that was coming in the flesh. Because that's what the meaning of Messiah, the anointed one. That's why I told them, search the scriptures. For it is in the scriptures that you think you have eternal life. And they are the scriptures that testify of who I am. Amen. May God help us. Blessed be his holy name. Because the serpent seed, they have outnumbered now the sons of God on earth. That is why they can be religious. So
They have a lot of members in denominations. And what have you? In thousands and millions. Establishing churches all over the place. There's a difference between being religious and being a Christian. There are two different things. Two different things. Because a Christian must be Christ-like. And you cannot be Christ-like until Christ comes to live in you. Amen. But Abraham used some other ways to illustrate it. He said, if you take the life of a guava out of it, then you put the life of a mango inside of it. Though the tree still appear looking like a guava, but the life that is in it is mango. It will be a mango. It is the same thing. That's why conversion does. If you are a tall man and you are converted, it doesn't reduce you to a short man. If you have been fat, it doesn't reduce you to be slim. If you are K-legged, it doesn't straighten your legs when you are converted. The only thing it does, it changes your nature. It changes the nature of Adamic nature, gives you the divine nature of God. When goat give birth, it give birth to goats. When sheep give birth to sheep. But when God give birth, God does not give birth to sinners. Amen? God give birth to saints. That's why the Bible says, be ye holy, for I am holy. Amen? May God help us. Let me tell you, the only way this battle, spiritual battle, can be fought successfully is to have God inside of you, which is the Holy Ghost. Period. If not, you'll be having problems. Amen? No one thing. You can never be too spiritual. I say, Satan cannot come and tempt you. Forget it. He tempted Jesus, who have the fullness of God. Jesus fasted 40 days, 40 nights. I think it's found in Matthew chapter 4. Amen. After that, the Bible says he was afterward an orgard. He should have eaten. The devil came. I say, yeah, you have been fasting now. This has stone. Turn the stones to be bread and eat. You think Jesus couldn't have done that? He's the Almighty. Everything you see on the surface of the earth is the manifestation of the spoken word. The mighty ocean you see, the little stream, the deepest valley, the mountains, everything, the sun that rises, the moon that you see, all those things were not put together by nail and hammer. Is by the power of the spoken word of the Almighty God. This earth that we build houses, that we put rail for the train, that we put highway on. The Bible says the foundation of this earth was laid by God, by the spoken word. What will it take God to speak and stone will become bread? He could have done it. Amen. He could have done it. But he will be obeying Satan. That is why he says, Satan, get behind me. You say I'm hungry. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded forth from the mouth of the living God. And that is how to be the will of God. Is to stay put with his word in everything. But Abraham said, if trouble come to church, Satan used to bring trouble to church, permitted by God, to see the side you will belong. As we all say, brother, sister, when trouble comes, now, you will see the nature of some people. God used to allow certain things to happen to prove you, to prove who you are. But Abraham said, if trouble come to church, he said, I don't care. Decide the pastor below or whosoever. He said, take side with righteousness. What is righteousness? The word of God. Amen. I used to say it, not a joke. God forbid, since I married my wife, she has never quarreled with anybody, as far as I know. We were tenants before God built that little house for us. Yes, face please face you. She never quarreled with nobody, as far as I know. I'm saying it because of what I want to say. If me and this woman, which is my wife, we go to a market, and an argument ensued between her and the market woman, and my wife is the first to slap the woman, God forbid, though, and they are looking for witness, I will say the whole matter happened in my presence. And I can narrate. I will say, when this one said this, this one said this, this one said this, this one said this. Now this one, now he slapped this one first. Amen? It doesn't reduce her from being my wife. Neither does it reduce me from being her husband. The prophet says, speak the truth about every matter. He says, you have called upon 1,000 times concerning that matter. You'll be repeating yourself. Don't play around. Don't try to dodge issue. You think you are clever. You are not clever. Hey. Call on Shanu. Look. Children of God, they have the nature of God. Because they are born of God. They have the nature of God. That is why it's not hard for them to forgive. That is, I'm already preaching the message. The message I'm talking about, be the will of God. Now, let me come. If now, God forbid, Brother Femi step on me, what did the message say? Is that I should settle it with Brother Femi. Brother Femi, come, you step on me where you do this, do this, do this, do this. In the light of the message, the light of the Bible, whether you say sorry or not. Because we were both guilty before Christ forgave us. You must have the ready-made mind to say, I forgive you. I will move on. The Bible says, don't allow the sun to go down upon your wrath. You are angry with your wife. For weeks, you won't talk to each other. What type of life is that? You are far from the kingdom of God. Very, very far. In that condition, you come around, you are clapping your hands. Satan will be laughing at you. Where be? What ibereje at all? May God help us. Do you know that anger? The prophet told us, what did he call anger? The first stage of madness. The person you call your darling, the person you call your honey, the person you call your sweet, the person you call your husband, wife, you raise your hand on her. Why? Because of anger. That is the first stage of madness. That is the quote that fits you. A man that beats his wife is of a beastly nature. You hear me, so? Aaron. Oh, man. May God deliver us from all evil. You say, oh, you didn't know what my wife has done. I don't want to know what she has done. You say he's stubborn. He wouldn't hear what. You are equally stubborn. Did the Bible not say you should deal with her as a weaker vessel? Let's go back to, what do you call it? Ephesians chapter 6. We already read what place there before. Ephesians 6. Let's go back to that same scripture. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. This is God talking. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment we promise. I don't care who you are at the status that you have attained to. You might be president of this country. If you have parents, this is the will of God for your life. You do contrary, I'm telling you, you are in trouble. That it may be well with thee, that thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, are you? He has finished with children now. He said, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servant is giving you his will concerning everybody. That was the will of children, the will of God concerning children towards their parents. And that is the will of God concerning parents towards children. It's coming to servants now. The scripture doesn't leave a stone unturned. He says, servant, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh. With fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart as unto Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. It may be, Brother Alaji didn't get some business and he employed me. Then I will look at him and say, brother. Then I begin to fool around. Look, the word of God is the will of God. He gave instruction to everybody. Servant instructions is there. We will come to master. Amen. To be in the will of God is to be in the word of God for every situation. Praise God. Amen. May God help us. Many years ago, there was a sister somewhere. He said, Pastor Mattis, I want you to be my pastor. I said, it's not possible. We are not living in the same town. You are not coming to my church. How can I be your pastor? He said, I will be paying my tithe to you. You will be instructing me. I said, it's contrary to the will of God. Somebody one time sent money to me from U.S. He says, it's tithe. I said, brother, you are wrong. You have relocated. You are attending a church. In that church, there is a pastor. And the message, the Bible tells us where you must pay your tithe to. Oh, may God help us, church. Be in the will of God. If you are paying your tithe to somewhere else, and you are in a different church, you are out of the will of God. It's good. God says you should pay tithe. But he tells us how to pay it and where to pay it to. If you are not even paying at all, you are out of the will of God too. Because God said he will put holes inside your pocket. Not be me talking about. You say, oh, you want money. I don't want money. I'm telling you the will of God. We are coming to something. Not eye service, as men pleaser, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Yep. With good will, doing service as unto the Lord and not unto men. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. He has finished with servants. He's coming to masters. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, for bearing threatening. Power without character. The message says it's satanic. Knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. Are you following? How to be in the will of God. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Attain the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. But that ye also may know my affairs and how I do, Tychicus, a beloved brother and a faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that ye might know our affairs, and that he might comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. You see what I'm saying? To be the will of God, if you are a servant for a child of God, like we are here now, you know, maybe somebody, a brother, have a contract or something, he employ you. Don't just smash a melanin be saying. Don't just do she be brother. And so what? If you are doing that, you are out of the will of God. To be the will of God, the word of God has spelled out how you should walk with that man, how you must respect him. Are you following me? The same thing applicable to masters. One time when we were renovating the place we used in Ososami, we were all walking. A stranger came into our midst. He was talking to one of us. He said, ah, this place you people get is good. You are walking. He said, as your pastor come to greet you, since you have been walking? He said, no. He said, that is our pastor. He said, your pastor walking with you? I look at the people. The example Jesus showed us. Hallelujah. May God help us. Brother Abraham said, the way up is down. He that exalt himself shall be brought low, but he that humble himself shall be exalted. Do you know ministers are not like what do you call it now? Wolves before the sheep. You are our master, and we are your servants. That's why I always tell you, I remain loyal. It's not a joke. I'm your servant. Are you following me? I have the responsibility to tell you the whole counsel of God. Not only tell you, but to live by the same. I'm your servant. The prophet said, the Jesus said, so shall be, you know, among you shall be this. But today, you know, where pastors come, everybody is entering under the church. For what? We are not threatening to people. We are brethren. It takes Judas to identify Jesus among the apostles. It was as simple as that. May God help us. Until today, they have somewhat put fear in the people. I will tell you why. Until the people will take what the general overseer says than what the Bible says. Do you know where their life fit in the Bible? The blind leading the blind. If the blind is leading the blind, both of them will end up in the ditch. That is why When the message came, he said, come out of her, my people. Come out of her. That is, I used to look at the spirituality of people. Do you know some of our members before that were once in this message? They now carry their children to denominations. And they themselves are in the denomination. And to make matter worse, they be using Brother Abraham's something in their status. Who are you deceiving? Where there are, oh man, where there are local assemblies that are studying for this message, you find your resting place in denomination. You are using Brabrand something to show your status. You are deceiving yourself. Do you know it is where girls grow up? That is where they marry. Maybe you don't know. You think any of those girls over there or any of those boys over there will come and marry here? They don't know anybody here. You find out the way it used to go. In most cases, doctors marry nurses. In most cases, that is how it goes. You find the what do you call it now? Lawyers marrying lawyers. Why? Because in the time of their school, that is where they got interacted and hooked each other. Your children are growing up, you put them in the denomination. You think the miracle will happen at the end time after they are falling in love with what kind? May God help us. Look, you want to be the will of God for this age. Come to this message. Because God said, come out of her. Of course, he's not calling everybody. He said, my people. Are you his people? Come out of the denomination. Come to the message in its fullness. The way the prophet preached it. Stay where that message is being preached like that. You know, Barabara preached a message recognizing your day at this message. Every time has its own message. May God help us. Do you know the message that John the Baptist preached is different from the message Jesus preached? Do you know it? The message of John the Baptist was a message of repentance. Telling the people to believe on Jesus Christ when he comes. That is why when Paul comes to that place, I think it's Acts chapter 19, verses 1 to 5. Can you project it? Let's see. When he comes there, though the people were shouting, though they were giving special number, though they were singing, they were saying things and the rest, Paul looked at them. He said it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus. And finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. They are rejoicing. The man that baptized Jesus baptized them. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him, we should come after him. That is, on Christ Jesus. When they had this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And while Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were about 12. Amen? Amen? When we preach like this somewhere, people will say, well, if anybody local, that is not what we are saying. It's not like that. Catholic, we want to make Catholic out of you. We know that. Baptist, we want to make Baptist out of you. Methodist, we want you to be Methodist. If you are not in deeper life, they say, you don't even have the life. Talk to us about deeper one. You know that kind of a thing. That is why they despise people so much. I agree that their sisters dress very well. But you can dress like that and go to hell. Amen. You can dress like that. I go to hell. Because the message, the Bible teaching, the message of salvation go beyond dressing good. It's part of it. But you don't take part of it and neglect the most important. Amen. May God help us. Praise be to God. The will of God versus your will. That happens to you every day. Every blessed day you are faced with it. It's like when you give instruction to your children and they are not carrying it out. Yes. It is your responsibility to correct them. But correct them in love. When you have bitterness in correcting your children, maybe you get, go and bring cane. You bring the cane. You use the cane to flog his hand once. The cane goes into pieces. You throw away the cane. You use your hand. You use your leg. You yourself go correcting your child. You are out of the will of God. Because you are no longer correcting that child with love. Bitterness has and God inside. Anger has come in. And you can wound her. And that is one of the things that you can do to discourage your children. There's a way of correcting a child. May God help us. Many people think to correct a child in most cases is to shout. It's not necessarily like that. Though what Abraham says, you say, Johnny, sit down. And he will not sit down. You can raise your voice and say, Johnny, I say, sit down. Do you know you can raise your voice and yet with love? But when it comes with hatred, some other utterances will follow. Let me warn you, whatever happens between you and your children, don't ever say the God of William Henry O'Brien will judge. Don't say it. That is very wrong. May God help us. Never you say that. It's not a good language to use. Are you expecting your children to be judged? Or you are expecting yourself to be judged? Is there any matter that can happen among us that we cannot settle? Do you know to take your brother to the law court, you are out of the will of God? I see some churches, immediately their pastor died. Little problem they have, they drag each other to court. You are out of the will of God. Why? Because God says, don't do it. Amen? If the world becomes the worst, look out for some people in other places, in your realm, as brethren. Sit down and look at that matter. Resolve it. You are still in the will of God. That will carry the matter to unbelievers. Unbelievers. I want to go. Tom alone. You carry your matter to them. It's a shame. One thing I hate so much in my life, I don't like an unbeliever to correct me. That is why, if I'm driving, I used to be very careful. Even if I'm waiting for a minute, I must make sure I park very well. For an unbeliever to come and correct, you are supposed to correct the unbeliever, not unbeliever coming to correct you. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. You are the representative of God here. You are born from another kingdom. Though we are here, we are not part of this kingdom. Oh, hallelujah. May God help us. A brother was giving me testimony this Lagos we went to. He told me how God was helping him in the place he was working. He's on his own now. I said, brother, I shook his hand. I said, that is what God expects of you. Anywhere you walk as a Christian, you must be different. You must be different. Don't copy the people of the world. Today they go to hospital. Tomorrow night injection. Everything that they say, when they go to hospital, that's for the day. Tomorrow night injection, that's for the day. Next tomorrow night back, that's for the day. The prophet said, if you are a Christian and you are working for the government, you are working for Christ. Do you believe that? He said, if you are not a Christian, you are working for the government, you are working for the devil. It's a quote. May God help us. I said, may God help us. One thing, one of the qualifications for marriage is not that you are mature as a man. You know, as a man, there is a certain age you will reach. I want to know why. As a car, our family, you are overdue to marry. Bear with me. What am I trying to in the light of this message? The baptism of the Holy Ghost is one of our qualifications. Can you say amen? Of course, that's actually what makes you identify you as a Christian. Are you following me? We all believe that God elected us. The confirmation of your election is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen? That is what is lacking. That is why the devil finds comfort in coming to the home of so-called believers and settle down. To the point, you make the woman a punching bag. It's shame unto you. A big shame. A big shame. In the house you live, people know you to be husband and wife. The next thing, they hear you blowing somebody. The woman will be shouting. And you see, come out. Oh, Allah, Niti Junior. May God help you. Amen. A correct couple where you have grace here, you have grace here on the side of the man, on the side of the woman. No third party will hear anything about them. If Satan comes in, they just sit down, look at it, iron it out. Let me give you a testimony. I was talking to somebody. He was telling me, hey, Pastor, let me say my own now. I said, I don't want to hear your own. I said, because the way you have gone about the matter in the first instance, you are very, very wrong. If I want to hear your own, you only take my time. Because you want me to justify you by what you want to tell me. I said, no matter what has happened, even two times of what you want to tell me does not qualify you to do what you did. What was lacking? Grace. In this assembly, there was a time a brother wrote a letter against me. What was the accusation? He said, I do not allow him to control his family. That was the accusation. I've never talked to the wife. I've never talked to the children, apart from preaching from the pulpit. The Dickies took the matter up. They investigated the whole thing. They came back to me. They said, Pastor, nobody indicted you among the members of his family. Say you talk to them about anything. I know where that thing was leading to. Because when you accuse an elder without a witness who can swear by the Bible, you know where you are going. I just told the Dickies, I said, be tell them your tito. Don't go further. They say, what I want what to do? I say, leave that for me. I took the letter. I called the brother who accused me to the office. I said, brother, the Dickies have been investigating this thing. They came up to say that none of your family members have said that I talked to him in a secret against you. I say, nevertheless, not with study. I want to say, I am sorry. I prostrated. I say, forgive me.
When he saw that I prostrated, himself prostrated. He said, please don't allow the letter to go anywhere. That is how the matter died. The Bible says something. Listen, listen. The Bible says something. For peace sake, you can admit you are wrong when you know you are not wrong. But Abraham said, he said, as a sheep, he said, as a sheep, you have God-given wool. He said, when they pull that sheep down, they are removing the wool. It doesn't kick. He said, sacrifice, just sacrifice your right. It is my right. It's my. He said, sacrifice your right and move on. That is how the matter died. Oh, mercy. May God help you and me. When Jesus came here, tell me the evil name they didn't call him. They called him bastard. Was he bastard? He wasn't. She bajet you show while they dash along Duroni. I mean, they called him Beelzebub. Was he Beelzebub? He wasn't. All the bad names they called him did not change him from Christ, from being Christ the Lord. He came for one thing, and that is to do the will of the Father and to finish his work. Somebody wrongly accused you, so what? Like I was saying the other day, man, you find people fighting like animals. Kilo Shele, Olobumi, Bailo Shebo, Osope, Oh, Rojue. Tani, Oh, Roju. Oh, Rojue. So, Ebuani. People going to refight, I'm telling you. Say, Emi, Emi Lombu. Oh, man. We must never be ignorant of the devices of the devil. The devil has devices. When he's rising up, just know him, who he is, put him where he belongs. The Bible says, resist the devil, and he will flee away from you. Before you resist him, you'll be able to recognize him as the devil. May God help you and me. Amen. The will of God versus your will. Okay. Let's go to Matthew chapter 4. We will read from verses 1 to 10. That is the temptation of Jesus. He taught us how to overcome temptations. Remember, all power in heaven and in earth. Yes, at his disposal. He could speak Satan out of existence. That is God. There's nothing he cannot do. You know, in Abraham's house, where Sarah smiled. When the Lord said, according to the time of life, Sarah will conceive, I bring forth that son I promised you. Sarah laughed within herself. I say, hey, me, an old woman. That man, my husband, an old man, it has ceased to be with us when you talk about family relations for years. What is this man talking about? This man. And the man said, why did Sarah laugh? Am I not the Lord? Is anything too hard for me? Nothing is hard for God. He was leading his children out of Egypt. He purposely led them to the way of the Red Sea. He purposely led them there. You know what he was going to do? Immediately they got there, the main believer started complaining. Are you a complainer or a believer? Believer don't complain. Believer prays. You come to a junction of life, you don't know which way to talk. Talk to God. Cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. Either ask and receive it. God is our guide. God is our leader. Praise God. Immediately they get there, complaining. Moses, we told you before. Is it because there were no ground to bury the dead? You took us out of that place. Look at the problem now. And we can't go forward. And our enemies at our back coming. And God set that thing out as a trap to destroy the enemy. They didn't know. And the Bible says when they were drawing now, the pillar of fire that was in the front of them guiding them, it withdrew.
He came and stood in between the Egyptians and the Israelites. The prophet said, that is the same God that stands between you and the devil. No matter how much he tries to reach you, he can never reach you. That's why the prophet told us that until God finishes with you, there's nothing. The devil can't take you. Oh, merciful God. He will pursue you until he will go in the rapture. Of course, he cannot go with us. Blessed be his holy name. The pillar of fire stood there. Do you know what he did? He denied. He gave life to his children. That same one that is giving life create a darkness in the camp of the enemy. Who do you call God? Is the Almighty. If God loves you, I'm telling you, all the days of your life, you should be happy. Blessed be his holy name. No matter the trials, no matter the temptations, God will show you a way out. God cannot be defeated. Finally, he instructed Moses what to do. And the mighty ocean, not little stream, parted. War this way. The water war this way. The water war this way. What made them war? What separated them? It was the power of God. Created big main road inside the water for them to pass. Oh, hallelujah, church. That is our God. He's waiting for our arrival. Before the foundation of the world, he knew you and he knew me. He wrote our name in the last book of life. No trial, no temptations that can change that. Oh, man. Does God change his mind concerning his word? No, sir. The prophet said, if you are stubborn as a child of God, you will not obey. He said, he will take your life. When he takes your life, nobody is taking you to hell. You can't go to hell because you are in sin. Praise God. Amen. Then the children of Israel file out. They file out. They cross to the other side. After they have finished, God didn't immediately cover the place. It still remained open. The place where God's children pass, the enemy wanted to pass it. Immediately, the children of Israel crossed. The place became a trap. They didn't know. All of them. All, not one left. They were right in the middle of the thing. They were attacking. They were carrying weapons. So the children of Israel were not carrying weapons. The weapon of our warfare. They are not cannon. Not AK-47, AK-49, not bomb, not whatever, not drone. Oh, hallelujah. But they are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. God parted the way they cross. When the enemy entered, he just allowed the water to come. Oh, man. Both Pharaoh, his horses, the men, everybody, they were just on the floor, inside the water, going. They were defeated without an Israelite raising his hand. Oh, man. His brother, if God wants to fight for you, who is the enemy that can stand? He's just not found. And that is our God. He has assured us when the enemy comes in like a flood. He said his spirit will raise a standard against the enemy. He said 1,000 will fall by this, 10,000 by this. He said they will not come near your dwelling. He said with your eyes you will watch the reward of the wicked. That is our God. Amen. So people will not go to village because of witches. How can you be afraid of witches? After Jesus has given you authority, in my name, they shall cast out devils. A witch is an unclean spirit. A devil is a demon. Oh, man. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. May God help us. May we know who we are. We are what we are by the grace of God. Amen. When the people saw that their enemy were floating, Miriam carried tambourine. We slide unto thee. Oh, oh, Lord, we slide unto thee. Oh, 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 Lord, I'm on the God. Oh, who is like thee? Oh, glorious in holiness, I fearful in praises. Always do he wonders. Hallelujah. Amen. God gave them Moses as their leader. They thought Moses was leading them wrong. Do you know to disobey your leader? Take you out of the will of God. Let me tell you what I'm saying. All the battles that were fought in Egypt was fought alone by Moses. Aaron was just following him. Are you following me? Because it was Moses. God said, I'm sending you and I will go with you. Do you know Pharaoh would have just commanded a battalion of army? They just catch Moses as they catch ordinary men. But they couldn't do it because he was in the line of duty. The thought wouldn't cross their mind at all. What am I saying? When all said that all was over in Egypt on their way now, Korah, Datan, Abiram, these people did it. Man, where were they when Moses was calling that place in Egypt? Ibonowa, along the line, something came upon them. Anything that will come upon you to make you to act and react contrary to the word of God is the devil. They say, every day, Moses, last year, Moses, this year, Moses, 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 is it only Moses that is here? Is it only Moses that God is speaking to? God also speaks to us. That is a rebellious spirit. Immediately he said that the whole camp was divided. So people lying at the back of Korah, so lying at the back of Abiram, so lying at the back of Datan. Moses went to God. God said, don't talk to me. Go to the camp. Say, who is on the Lord's side? Anyone that's on the Lord's side, let him come behind you. Those men, I will show them who I am. Hallelujah. When Moses came to the camp, he said, who is on the Lord's side? Those who were on the Lord's side came behind him. And Moses said, by prophecy, if this wicked man, if they die a natural death, then you know God has not sent me. Do you know how they died? That was the first mass burial that was recorded in the history of the world. The first mass burial. God was the one who dug the grave, not with digger and hammer. He caused the earth to open. All the people behind Korah, Datan, and Abiram and their families were buried alive. He closed the place. Naturally, you can't bury somebody and the grave will be hidden because there is going to be a heap of sand, but not in their case. You can't locate the place because the ground is leveled. Oh, blessed be God forever. I used to tell people, all that you should desire from God is blessing. The anger of God is terrible. May that never be our portion. Amen. Oh, hallelujah, church. Look, when Brother Brown came, and the Lord told him, I'm sending you for a message. It's to bring out my people to this original message that the apostles preach. When he come out with the healing campaign, the denominations embrace him. Do you know what? When he comes to your denomination, the place will be overcrowded. The offering will be too much. That's why they were following him. But he has pools. His message has pools. The first pool, the second pool, the third pool. When the time finally came that he has to enter into his message, he said, there's nothing like Trinity in the Bible. They said, no, we will not follow this man. The denomination, they withdraw. They withdraw from him. God cannot be defeated. When the denomination withdraw, God raised your full gospel businessmen. Amen. The message must go round. Seven good times, God took Brother Abraham around the whole world. Seven good times, which is a number of completion. It was, these things were not done in a corner. Go to India. There's a testimony when he visited there. Anywhere he went, there was testimony. Not just ordinary healing. I'm sorry for calling healing ordinary. Signs and wonders and miracles that were following him. Fine. There was a very supreme one which he told us about, the ministry of the Son of Man. Oh, blessed be God forever. There are three people that populated the ark when the ark of Noah, you know, when the water subsided. They were the three sons of Noah, Ham, Shem, and Japheth people. The prophet told us they are the Jews, Samaritans, and the Gentiles. Amen? That is how they are. The Jews, the Samaritans, and the Gentiles. The Jews are the God deal with them as a nation. The Samaritans are partly Jews and partly Gentiles. They were expecting the Messiah. We Gentiles, we were all idol worshippers. We were not expecting the Messiah. But God has a place, a time that he will bring us in. God's program is always perfect. Hallelujah. He doesn't learn more. He knows all things. So if he, that's why the prophet said, if God healed a man yesterday, because a man have faith, he believe in God. He said, if a sick man come today with the same faith, he said, if God doesn't heal him, then he made mistake to have healed him, and he makes no mistakes. Our God doesn't make mistakes. You know, Brother Abraham preached a message, try to do God a service without being his will. Do you know there are a lot of women evangelists today, women pastors, they are out of the will of God. Amen. You will tell me, oh, they pray for people. Their eyes were open. Jesus said, people like that will come to him. As he says, he doesn't know them. They were workers of iniquity. In the Old Testament, there was no woman minister. Amen. Has God changed? In the New Testament, Paul said, I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man. You see this pulpit? It's a place of authority. He says, don't suffer a woman to do it. Say you have a question, ask your husband at home. He went further to say, as also says the law, which is the Old Testament. But today, because of denominational stuff, they have women preachers in their denominations. They are out of the will of God. You want to be the will of God today? Call to the message of the hour. The message of the hour is the original gospel that the apostles preached. That is why Brother Abraham said, I preach what Paul preached. That was his message. He didn't bring any new idea to us. He said, where Paul preached, baptism is the name of Jesus Christ, I did the same. He said, where Paul said, woman should not preach, I said the same. Where Paul said, here, O Israel, the Lord thy God is, he said, I preach the same. He preached what Paul preached. Kumu, you can't say it. Adeboye can't say it. Nobody, no preacher can say it. Except he's a follower of Brother Abraham. Oh, blessed be God forever. When you talk about Brother Abraham today being the leader of people, they say, hey, in the last day, there'll be false prophet. There'll be dead. There is two sides to a coin. If there are no true prophets, they cannot be false prophets. This man, follow him. The prophet told us how to, no, the Bible tells us rather how to identify a true prophet. He must have visions that none will ever fail. He must have thus says the Lord. Never fail, no matter how many times he says it. You must have the ability to interpret dreams. Then you add the ministry of the Son of Man to it, knowing the thoughts of the heart. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. All over the world. God bless you. One time, Brother Brian had a meeting, and there was a prayer line. And the Lord came, designed the thoughts of the people. There was one woman in the place. In the course of the discernment, the prophet told the woman where she was living, in her home address. That's what I'm telling you. And the prophet had never met the woman before. It's only God that knows all things. And there was a woman who used to know that woman in a different address. Immediately they closed. He went to fetch the woman. He said, why did he to tell that minister that he was wrong? In the house address he quoted. He said, the minister was in wrong. Was it last week or a day before? We packed to this new place. Our God never made mistakes. It takes of thousands of times that it happened. It never fails. That is the vindication that was a message from God. That is why I don't believe in Afenuje prophets. The prophet name. Where is the vindication? Do you think you just put yourself in an office? The prophet told us that it's God that ordered the step of his men to their positions. Amen. Big men in this country, big in money, big in materials, fulfilling the message of Laodicea. They are rich in goods, increased with goods, have need of nothing. That is their self-estimate. God estimated them and said they are wretched, they are poor, they are naked, and they are blind, and they don't know it. Amen. Big men. When Obasanjo was campaigning, he said God told him Obasanjo will not reach Asoro. Is God a liar? Obasanjo went to Asoro once. He went the second time. He was planning to go the third time. It is constitution that he didn't permit it. And they still follow him. It is actually the blind leading the blind. Not only that, do you know that man came up to say God told him he's taking over from Buhari? He said God told him. You can desire anything. If you say you desire, you are pardoned. But when you say God told you, Brother Abraham said, when you say God told you and God didn't tell you, he said you go to hell for it. He used 1 million, 100 million to buy whatever they call it. Amen. When they went for the primaries, he did not even vote for himself. Zero logba, Odo, Oloju Eja, Koki logba. He didn't even vote for himself. Do you know that same man who's supposed to blush did not blush? When he went back to his church, he said, I mean that I'm taking over from Buhari. Jagaban have been sworn in. They still allow him there. Blind leading the blind. A child of God don't follow a man like that. Amen? Because God has said, if anybody speak who claim to be a prophet, he didn't come to pass. He has only spoken presumptuously. Don't follow a presumptuous man. Follow a man that have, thus says the Lord, vindicated. Like Samuel was telling the people, have I ever told you anything in the name of the Lord that it didn't come to pass? No! Nobody can say, he said this and it didn't come to pass. But Abraham used to ask that same question. In tens of thousands of times, of visions, of destinies the Lord, or designing the thoughts of the Lord, he never went wrong one day. That cannot be mine. Amen? Of course. But Abraham made an emphasis. He said, remember, this Elijah is to turn the heart of the children He made emphasis. He said, remember, it's only children that will listen. May God help you. May God help me. We are traveling. We don't need to ask anybody. It is when you don't know the way that you are asking somebody. We don't ask anybody. This message of the hour is the way. Because the message is Christ. We are traveling on the right road. We are traveling on the right road. Predestination is the mystery revealed. We are traveling on the right road. Look, if you are traveling and you don't know the road that leads to your destination, you have to be asking questions. Otherwise, you come up lost. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Oh, wonderful. May God help us. Let me go. I think I mentioned a scripture that we should go to. Please, bring it up. What is that scripture again? Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 to 10. The time is against us. And that is anywhere. Oh, yeah. Matthew 4. Okay, yes. Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 to 10.
That was the temptation
of Jesus Christ. Let me quickly read it from here before this one will be ready. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward an organ. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. That's why Brother Abraham told us, if you believe the word of God, 99 points. Something. He said the part you disbelieve makes you an unbeliever. A child of God believe God all through from Genesis to Revelation. Praise God. Amen. That is the nature you receive when you are born again. It's a nature of obedience to the word of God. Okay. Where did I stop? Excuse me. Verse 5. Thank you. And then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and seated him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, the devil is a doubter, if thou be, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his age a charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. That is how to fight the battles of this spiritual journey that we are in. The devil will come. A girl may be passing where you were beautifully made. The devil will say, you have to tell the devil. You must have the ready-made word to tell the devil. Amen? Temptation can come to anybody. It came to Christ. But to be tempted is not a sin. But to fall, to yield, to agree, to accept, to cooperate and do what that temptation says, that is when it becomes sin. I told you something the other day. I was in a hotel. Somebody came. Oh, man. That was a temptation in my life. But God, I wasn't shaking one bit because I was ready by hook or by crook. This temptation will overcome me. Cannot misbehave, no fair force, all right. I still have bone in this hand. And you just carry one hand, push her on the bed that come out of the
on the place. To bani goro, you know, I will force you to hear what I want to say. It is men that are not converted, that are shaky, when they see women. Not Holy Ghost women. The Holy Ghost women, God is living in him. Oh, hallelujah. You can't bribe me with money. You can't. You know, Simon the sorcerer, when he saw the laying on of hands of the apostles, the Holy Ghost was giving you offer money. Do you know what Peter told him? He said, you perish with your money. Children of God are not after money falsely. They make money rightly. Not falsely. They don't dupe people. No. If you find somebody duping people, he's far from the kingdom. Praise God. Amen. We brought nothing into this world. We aren't taking anything out. After food and raiment, says the Bible, we must be satisfied. God has promised he will never leave you nor forsake you. If they feed the birds in the air, the animals in the field, all the living creatures he put under the water, he promised he will supply all your needs. Praise God. Amen. God bless you. Kingdom of heaven, billions. Kingdom of heaven. What do I want to do with it? The little he gave me, I use it to sponsor the gospel. Praise God. Amen. You have house in Dubai, one in London, one in Abuja, one in Accra, one in Cote d'Ivoire, one in, what do you call it, Washington, D.C. And so what? And so what? I say, and so what? I will ask you a simple question. The bed you made in your house, 6x7, how do you lie on it? If you spread your body like this, you only lie on the bed according to the size of your body. Human beings are funny. Very funny. So people build house. They say, surely that say is for strangers, upstairs, only master bedroom. Praise God for upstairs. Along the line, old days will come. He can't climb up again. The downstairs that is for strangers become the landlord's bedroom. May God help us. All you should do, just give your life to Christ. Live a simple life. Live a simple life. When the time for you to go come, go in peace. And encourage others. Pray, I fought the battle. I finished my course. And a crown of is waiting for me. I pray for you people that are coming on. That is a fulfilled life. Where is she from my family? Man of Kaliba and Tiba. Where is she? Erobodo. Ibolowa. May God help us. Stay simple with the word of God. Live simple. Give whatever you have and ask. Render a help to somebody to make life a little comfortable to the person. Amen. The prophet said, the people of God, many of them are not worthy. He said, but they are satisfied with the little that God gave them. The love of money is what leads to prostitution. The love of money is what leads to kidnapping. The love of money is what leads to armed robbery. The love of money is what leads to forgery. Christians should not be found in those things. May God help us. If you are placed in a place where there is money, do you know it's a temptation on you? If you are not careful, well, let us not put it, be careful. If God knows the inside,
tolo ba se ninu e o jale May God help us. But Abraham said Jesus was tempted in all ways. He said he was tempted by women, he was tempted by money, he was tempted by popularity, he was tempted by everything, and yet without sin. And that is the same Jesus, the Holy Ghost, that is dwelling in you. I don't care how a woman will behave around you. If it's misbehaving, just call and say, sister, hey, there's a better life to live. If you call what I mean, low, to balo, much shilling, be around you. Very simple. To bago, Johnny, sit down. Then you raise your voice. Johnny, I say, sit down. It's not every man that is a man because of why we come before a woman. No! But I want to assure you, majority of people that we make hair is true woman. Majority. But Abraham made a statement. He said, remember, man and woman were one. What time? When Adam were both masculine and feminist. God separated the feminist part from Adam. He said, man and woman are inseparable. But the thing about it is that the one that created them like that has given laws on how the two of them can come together legally. You go contrary to that, you are out of the will of God. Some people say women are at number men. I don't care whether they are 100%, 90-something% above men. It doesn't matter. There is a law of God. You don't follow it, you are out of the will of God. Period. I know of a big Pentecostal preacher in this country. He put his office in the church, like our office there, so. And every day it's always there. Unfortunately, not try to help himself, he put a woman as the secretary. She be so late church time, church day, that our congregation, man, what? It's himself and the woman. When you know how you are, if not because you are interested in nonsense and rubbish, oh, she got to still there. He put a woman there. Before you know what is happening, he pregnated the girl. Can't wait for my God. He made paper, sent the girl to overseas. But Abraham said, when you sin, with your cleverness, you can cover the eyes of the congregation. He said, but remember, the eye of God cannot be closed. Then it's men that, you know, it's a geo. It's men that were other places that they came. They say, they called him for a meeting. He had already got the heat while they were calling him. When he came, Ojo Shewo, you know, the face, he be like, say, the old heart won't catch fire. We call it, they say, Ajio, the reason the traffic, he go bye, Shewo Tony. He stood up and said, I saw what? I saw what? Are you the one who called me to the ministry? Hey, if you are not interested, leave the ministry. I will replace you in a jiffy. He left. He can do that to man. Because I want to work all that one. Oh, gentlemen, the car face master who will sack them. But he can't do that before God. You must humble yourself. You have messed up. Where you messed up, agree, you have messed up. And as humble yourself, and ask God for forgiveness. And God may have mercy on you. Ogboju Osinbe, my Shagidi, Shagidi Kalutani. Oh, that was Shagidi in Bibeli. People like Nebuchadnezzar. Oh, yeah, you saw long. Allah said, he took the heart of woman, he put animal heart there. Do you know that king? put his hand down, walking like an animal. For 7 years, he was in the bush eating grass. Rainy season, dry season was meeting him in the bush. 7 years. Oh, yeah, can't bear alone. Amen. You remember the case of Saul, where they make him king. Then they were to go and fight somewhere. And thus says the Lord came. He said, that place you are going to fight, kill everything there. Both man, woman, sucky baby, animals. They went. Disobedient. It's an evil spirit that's always responsible. He took the king alive, contrary to instruction. Amen. He looked at the fat rams. They carry some, contrary to the instruction. When he came back, God told Samuel, go and meet that man. I tell him that his tenure is over. Amen. When Samuel came and saw him, he said, we have done exactly. We remain loyal. We have done exactly as you asked us to do. He said, hey, have you done exactly? How does that you brought the king? Is that what the instruction was? All this animal bleating that I'm hearing, is that part of the instruction? Samuel carried the king. He slaughtered him. And that was the end of the reign of obedience is better. Obedience is better. You must die to yourself to come to full obedience of every word of God. Oh, man. Do you know the Bible tells us that you, husband and wife, you should not defraud one another? Do you know it? Your husband comes to you, you give excuse. You want to punish him because he didn't appreciate you for the nice food you cook for him. You punish him. You are out of the will of God at that moment. The same thing, vice versa. May God help us. But Abraham said, what you do with your wife is righteousness. Amen. It's righteousness. He said, another woman is like your wife. If you touch her, he said, you go to hell for it. Except to repent and make it right and put a stop. Amen. Look, this thing they call you are cheating on me. Oh, even so, when we talk about Bible, you are living in adultery. Cheating on me, Kini. You are living in adultery. And the Bible says, no adulteress will make heaven. You married women, be very careful. No matter how much millions somebody will give you, don't submit yourself to another man apart from your husband. Period. And if you are married, you did confess all the foolishness you did before your wedding to your husband. I'm telling you, your marriage is unlawful in the sight of God. Amen? We are talking about being in the will of God. The Bible says, when you come here, the Bible says, the death do we part. Is that what the Bible says? Is that what was pronounced on you? For better, for worse. After your wedding, maybe the following day, your husband say, Emi Osheni Gbagbomo, he turned a drunkard. The Bible still says, for better, for all. You say, no, I will live. That is permissive will of God. That permissive will of God is permitted for all that sort of conditions. If you leave him, if you leave his house, stay alone. Have nothing to do with no man. I'm not even talking about marriage now. Because you cannot even marry as long as the man is alive. That's not what I'm talking about. For say you want to make love with another man, you allow another man to live with you, you are living in adultery. And the only way you can make it right is to go and confess it to him. I will go without confession. Anybody that go without all confessing is lost. The will of God versus your will. Do you know a woman that was sick? But Abraham had prayed for him several times. He was not getting well. Until one day, the grace of God came down. I said, hey, sister, when your wife was in the army, you were living with another man. One day, the man carried you in the car. Narrowly, you escaped. Train would have crushed you people. The woman said, hey, don't say that. I've made it right already. I've confessed it. He said, confess it to who? He said, to God. He said, you did sin against God. I think it's a statement which you all understand. He said, you sin against your marriage vow. We know every sin is against God. For you to make it right, acceptably by God, you must confess it to your husband. Amen? He said, ah! He said, the man will divorce me. And the grace of God came that the prophet said, the man did the same thing when he was in the army. Pot cannot say kettle is black. They were both black. He said, we confess the same thing to you. He said, eh? He said, my husband is a deacon in the church. I said, what? He said, go and meet him. Where the woman went? So the husband. He said, ah, this is what I was asked to tell you. He said, are you from Brother Branham? Because they know he's the only man that had that ability in our generation. Blessed be his holy name. Not only in our generation. Let me tell you. One day, Brother Abraham said, I will go to the mountain. I stay in the bush. I grow beers. If I have just says the Lord, I just come out. Deliver, you can go back. The prophet called him. The Lord called him and said, hey, the people you are comparing yourself to, the ministry I give to you, you are greater than all the prophets that has ever lived. God told the prophet. May God help us. Brothers, sisters, you will enjoy a Christian life when you have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will keep you away from every nonsense and rubbish. You will overcome every trial, every temptation. The other time I told you, men of the other world came to our community. They called me. Midnight. They called my wife. My wife answered, when he heard the way the fellow was talking, he stopped talking. Say, madam, speak up now. You know the way they talk after they have taken drugs. It was God that protected us. God will always protect us until we meet him in the air. We didn't come here by ourselves. He brought us here. He has hidden us under the blood where the enemy can do us no harm. When I look at my true color, which I have on my phone, because if you call, except, I don't know, my true color will tell me who has called me. Do you know what he put in? Hardened criminal. When hardened criminal come to your community, they will miss your house. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Amen. The will of God versus your will. Which side will you go? Will you say, you have to change your mind about this matter. This is the way I want to be. You want to teach God? God is all-knowing. You must forget yourself, forget your will to accept the will of God. Amen? Somebody abuse you,
curse you, even lie against you, what are you going to do?
You will say, until we meet Jesus, no forgiveness. It shows that you prefer your will than the will of God. The Bible says, when somebody is there for you, as Christ forgive you, forgive that also. You can't even say the Lord's Prayer. Let's say the Lord's Prayer to an extent. Stop. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. Let's stop there. Show go by. It's not that condition. You don't forgive somebody that trespass against you, God will not forgive you. May that not be your portion. Amen. Of course, if you are a Christian, you have a soft heart. You have the mind of Christ. It will not take anything from you at all to forgive anybody who must have stepped on you. But when you have a hardened heart, where how many years ago, Oshibai, bye, see me, to bury the way to Fima, Kipapa, it shows where you need the Holy Ghost. Amen? You need the Holy Ghost. If you are here as a young man, and you still have girlfriends outside, you need the Holy Ghost. So you are doing your will. Oh. You are out of the will of God. Show me. Finally, you will end up marrying an unbeliever. And the message says, under no circumstances should a believer marry an unbeliever. It's a quote. Under no circumstances should it happen. If you want the will of God in your life, find out what the word of God says every time and stay by it. Simple. The prophet said, if a spirit is speaking to you, he said, take what he says, compare it with the Bible. He said, if it's contrary to the Bible, he said, rebuke the spirit, that is the devil. May God help you, Amen. I say, may God help you and me. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 6 to 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
We will close.
I'm looking at the time. Don't worry. I've told you this sermon, what I'm preaching for throughout the year. But we just jump here, and leave it. God will show us the remaining. The will of God is very, very important. Let your will go. Let the will of God be done. That is a Christian. Amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians, chapter 2, verses 6 to 16. It goes like this. How be it we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. If you stop there, you have not done justice to the statement. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God.
Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. We things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man, this is where we are going now. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things. Yet he himself is judged of no man, for who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Amen. 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 If you have the mind of Christ as a husband, you will say, my wife is very stubborn. Do you know you will give account of that woman to God? She will not give account of you to God. You believe that? That is what the message teaches. How long do you fast and pray for her? Have you come to the pastor and say, Pastor, come, this is what I'm facing at home. Help me, John, pray for my wife. The woman is very stubborn. Of course, a woman that is filled with the Holy Ghost will not be stubborn. Sometimes we will misjudge things. Maybe because there is a matter to be discussed on the table. She's a mother, she's a lie. She's an entity, she has a right to our opinion. Or to one be Mosherini. The message permits her to say, be Mosherini. But the message also says, after you have said, Mosherini, you must follow your husband. Sacrifice your opinion. Die to your will. Let the will of your husband be done when it comes to that. I'm not talking about going to sin. That's not what I'm talking about. May God help us. I say, may God help us. You that beat your wife, it's not somebody that will tell you you are not converted. You are not converted. The Holy Ghost will never do that. Amen. The Holy Ghost said you should cherish her. You should love her as Christ loved the church and died for the church. There was a businessman. One time, armed robbers came to the place of the business in the night. After they have taken what they want to take, they asked the man that somebody must die among his workers. There were workers there. Say, give us one somebody that we must kill. Maybe they were 30 the men. The man said, well, there are workers in this place. I don't see why anybody should die. But since you say somebody must die, kill me now. I'm their master. Do you know they went away without healing anybody? May God help us. Jesus said, when you are called before magistrate, he said, don't even call lawyer. Amen. He said, when you are asked a question, he says, the very moment you ask a question, the answer will be given to you by the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen. May God help us. Let your will be done. We used to sing that song. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. That will be done. That will be done. That will be done. That will be done. Let the will of God be done in your life, all the days of your life. Amen. If you go to somewhere, it may be something is telling you this place, Kuseni Konkombi. You can take this thing from and go. Tell the thing telling you that the Bible says thieves will go to hell. Because it's a battle. Amen. It's a battle. For the enemy to suggest something to you, it's not yet a sin. It is when you accept it that it becomes a sin. Amen. May God help you and me. Die to yourself. Die to your will. Let the will of God be done. Amen. Amen. If your wife is very difficult to control, there is only one person that can change her, and that is God. You can't change yourself. You can't change anybody. All you have to do is to take her before God. Your beating will never do it. If you are not careful, one day you used to hear husband kill wife. They don't do it intentionally sometimes. Because of anger, one day you hit her in a bad place, she lied to her, she refused to get up. They were quite. Of course, you are a murderer. The Lord will catch you. Are you going for it? May that not be your portion. Anything that suggests to you that you should beat your wife, tell that thing that you are the devil, you are my enemy. God said, I should not beat her. I should love her. The Bible says, no man ever hated his own flesh. And your wife is your body. The way you treat her, that's why that's the way you are treating your body. You must treat her as a daughter of God that is saved by the grace of God, as you are saved by the grace of God. You say, he's so bad. He did this, he did this, he did that, he did this. Oh, yes, those are the works of the flesh. God can change her. What does it take God to change a man? In a jiffy. How many days did it take to change Saul of Tarsus? After he silenced the believers in Jerusalem, he was on his way to Damascus. One second of appearing to him, say, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Saul knew that this was Jehovah I was fighting for. But they say Jesus was wrong. Jehovah is right. But this Jehovah now talking to you, you are persecuting him. He said, who are you, Lord, that I'm persecuting? Say, I'm Jesus. Eh? So Jehovah of the Old Testament. He's Jesus Christ of the new. That settled it. That settled it. May God help us. Remember that when the Holy Ghost comes inside of you, you are changed permanently. Permanent change. You'll be at peace with all men. Let me tell you one thing. A brother came to my house. I stole my phone. In this church. He came to my house and stole my phone. Why didn't I mention his name? I can mention his name. He can't doubt. He can't argue with me. Because I was with that phone in the parlor. When I sit down, I left that place to the room, not quite low, where they came in. He sat in that place where I sit. And when we pray, he will say, let us pray. We want to go, let us pray. Immediately we bow our head. He took that phone, put it in his pocket. And we pray. And he left. He's here in this church. What do I do? I say, God, help my brother. There is a spirit that is working upon him that he cannot resist. And he's a devil. What that spirit leads people to do sometime. That is why my prayers are for him always. Is that you will do it in a bad place one day, they will lead you. One is tired for a long one joining up, may that not be your portion. Rather, I pray you be converted. This thing I'm saying, you will give it as a testimony. Oh, needed you? When you are converted, you will not be ashamed. Praise God. Amen. God bless you.
I say, God bless. 12 foot, I'm a close. Church, you go. Let your will die. Let the will of God be done. Amen. When you are faced with a situation, fight that what the word of God says. That is the will of God. Don't say, ah, if God was here, can you go to me? God doesn't change his mind concerning his word. And if you do your will about any situation, as from that time, you are doing God a service without being his will. Holy, see, special number. Holy, come out and testify. Holy, say anything you want to do, you are on your own. Shall we bow our heads? I want us to talk to God as individuals. What do you think about what we are saying? The will of man versus the will of God. What are you going to do about it? Will you prefer your will than God's will? Oh, if that is your decision. The prophet said you are an individual before God. He said your eternal destination is your choice. He says you can choose whether to live right or whether to live wrong. It's a choice. But remember, this word of God is what God is going to use to judge the entire world. What to do with it matters. That is why Brother Abraham said there is only one sin. And that one sin is unbelief. He said every other thing is connected with it. If you are a believer, those things will not follow you. All belief will die in your life and you are born of faith. When we were born by Papa and Mama, we were born as unbelievers. Came to the world speaking lies. But when we are born of the Spirit, we are born of faith. We are born as believers. Then unbelief is completely dead in our lives. Every suggestion of the devil is gone. When he comes like a flood, God that lives in you will raise a standard against him. Your wife is very stubborn. You take her up in prayer. You yourself must be in condition to be able to pray for her. That is why the Holy Ghost is necessary. You must be able to identify a situation and know the right word of God to apply for that word. Not that you take law to your own hands. We are bringing the service to a close. I don't know what to do about situation, about issues. I don't believe that you offend him. For him to forgive you, lie. He has a diary. A diary in his heart. He writes your name there. On a black sheet. But if God is in your heart, it's something else altogether. Brothers and sisters, you can't make it without the Holy Ghost. I don't care. I used to tell people it's possible to be inside air conditioner, blowing at its strength, freezing everything around you, and you'll be sweating. Why? Because the battle is in the mind. No human remedy can take it.
Before I offer this prayer, how many of us who want to be remembered in prayer? Just signify by the raising up of your hands. Not everyone that said, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but they that do the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Our blessed Heavenly Father, we thank you for this solemn hour. We have taken a portion of the message of the hour that you instructed your servant to store for us. You said, the bride, we have need of it. We can see the need of it now. It's addressing our cases. It's transforming our lives. It's giving us rapturing faith. It's giving us divine instructions. It's telling us how to live as husband and wife. It's telling us how to live as parents and children. It's telling us how to live as masters, also with servants. He's telling us how to live, what to do at every particular point in time. Father, whatever situation that arises at every particular point in time, Lord, we want to die to our ways. We want to do your will. You are right. You are always right. We are wrong, and we are always wrong. For us to be right is to take what your word says about it. Help us, Lord. Help husbands, help wives. Help everyone, oh God, is our prayers. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy holy name. In the Old Testament, you say, love those that love you, hate those that hate you. And that is why some people say, do me and do you. God, know the verse. That was Old Testament, law of Moses. But when Christ came, it was something else altogether. They were reversed. The one that hates you, love him. Pray for him. Do him good. Those that persecute you, don't curse. Don't say they will enter that trailer. Don't say they will go asleep and not wake. No, that is denominational preachers that knows nothing. Prayers, I mean to say, that knows nothing about our message. We are asked to pray for those that hate us. We are asked to love them. The love of God that passeth knowledge may be our portion. In the name of Jesus Christ. If there be any family that are not living right, that are in trouble, it is the enemy that causes fusing and quarrels. But if the Holy Ghost is not there, then the husband will dance to the tune of the devil, the wife will do the same, then the house is on fire. May that never be our portion. In the name of Jesus. The hands that are up, you know why? Heavenly Father, grant the desires of their hearts. Meet with their needs, O God. Fill everyone with thy spirit. Refill those already filled. Heal the sick and the afflicted. Deliver the oppressed. Set the captives free. Meet the needs in our life, physical, financial, spiritual, and material. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Amen. To come to church or to stay at home, which one is the will of God? May God help us. Brother Abraham said, miss work, don't miss church. Amen? Though he told us, he said, spiritual man does not come to church to be built up. He said, it's always full of God. That doesn't take you away from church. There's two sides to a coin. There's another scripture that says, forsake not assembly of one another, as the manner of unbelievers is. May God be our help. It is possible to live at peace with all men, regardless of who he is. You hear he has said this, he has murdered your character,
He has this, that. He has this, this.
There's one thing he cannot do. He can't take your salvation. They say Jesus was the chief of all the devils. Was he a devil? Was not a devil. He didn't change it from what he was. He was the Alpha and the Omega. Amen. Oh, man. Somebody spoiled you. You are not spoiled. God bless you. Shall we rise?
Let's see that hymn, I Surrender. What number is it, so? Oh, to Jesus I surrender all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence.
To Him. For today, my God, today, my blessed Savior,
I surrender, oh, today my Savior. Oh, today my blessed Savior. I surrender. Oh, to Jesus I surrender.
Lord of hosts and peace. I surrender.